The Stratford High School softball team is apparently joining forces with Notre Dame West Haven, and I wanted to go to the brainchild behind this decision and making it happen. Head coach of the Stratford High team, Gary Sherrick, is here. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I mean, I'm good. I feel like I'm not as busy as you are, though. First of all, let's kind of go back a few years, because you've been seeing kind of numbers dwindling for the softball team, correct?
Yes.
All right, so that sort of led to you needed some kind of solution.
So 5 or 6 years now, I've noticed that the decline of numbers, not just at the high school level, but in the town.
And really?
So kids just aren't playing sports in certain towns. It's clear as day. It's not just softball. It's all different sports. But yeah, softball, because obviously I coach it, I'm like, let's see what we can do for the town. Knowing that my wife, you know, from Stratford, PAL softball, Little League softball was huge back in the, we're going to quote ourselves and date ourselves, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So
I remember, because I feel like, I mean, I was only one town over, but I was in Milford and softball was huge.
Yeah.
Massive.
It just started every year just slowly declining. So I like to have an idea of what the future holds each year, but also you got to make sure that kids are playing something at a younger age. And I was very involved for the last 11 years with Little League, and it's just kind of sad. It's just sad.
Yeah. And again, I'm not going to ask you why we're seeing numbers kind of dwindle, but I do know you sort of, you know, you've known it's kind of coming where you thought, okay, we need to collaborate with somebody else. How did you land on Notre Dame West Haven? I'm curious.
So you have to have, there's certain rules and regulations. So you have to only, you can't have more than 28 kids for softball if you're co-oping multiple schools. And you have to have a certain amount to even start a season. So when I started looking at each school, so right away I looked at Bunnell. I'm like, all right, sister school in town, and our numbers are going to be over that 28. So then I went to Milford. I'm like, nope, not happening. West Haven High School, I was like, nope, not happening. Bridgeport schools get great turnouts. And then coincidentally, we're watching the national championship game for football a couple years ago, and Ohio State and Notre Dame are playing. I looked at my wife and I said, yep, figured it out. It's Notre Dame. Because that was the same year that they were going co-ed.
Co-ed, yeah. Right. Well, and so the numbers don't exceed that 28, I would think, because, again, it's only been, what, 1 or 2 years that they've gone co-ed?
This current school year is the first year.
Is their first full year, right, of them having, you know, female students there.
Yep.
So, I mean, talk about sort of that process, that synergy. I mean, were they on board pretty quickly, or?
Yeah, so I have a lot of friends at the CIAC, so I was able to talk to them, get everything basically on a golden platter so I can hand it to my athletic director so that we could discuss it with Notre Dame's athletic director. And I think they were both shocked that I literally did all the research and just had it all lined up. And I ended up knowing one family that was at Notre Dame, and they were able to get me some inside track on how many girls are interested. And then once we spoke to the AD, he had his list of girls that put their interest for sports, and there was four. So I was like, great, we're definitely not going over 28.
Right.
And I was like, let's figure out the logistics now of, you know, transportation, this and that. And then Jay Shea over at Notre Dame was great. He was like, don't worry about it. We'll make whatever needs to happen.
That's great.
And we have your support. You have ours. I'm like, great.
So this probably sounds really silly. And again, we've got Gary Sherrick here, who is the head coach of the softball team at Stratford High. It doesn't matter that you guys are in different counties. Like, it doesn't matter that you have a New Haven County-based team and a Fairfield County-based team coming together, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
That's not a thing.
No, I mean, if you take one sport, we were actually talking off air about hockey.
Yes.
Female hockey, 99% of the teams in the state are co-opted by probably...
Because they have to be.
Probably like three teams. Because Notre Dame West Haven right now is co-opted with Trumbull and St. Joe's.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so right there... FCAC, SEC teams. All it is your conference has to agree with it. For us, SWC had to agree, and then SEC had to agree. And we got both those approvals. Then it went to the state. State approved it, and here we are.
That's a quick turnaround, though, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you did a lot of, it sounds like, the legwork, but I think that's really impressive because your season's starting the beginning of April, right?
We start March 14th.
Oh,
yeah,
I think I had that your season opener was April 4th.
Yes, that's
your season. Okay, yeah. But your season though begins because you got to practice and do
pitchers,
all your scrimmages.
Pitchers and catchers start on the 14th of March.
Wow.
So we're right around the corner.
That's wild.
Yeah,
I mean, how do your players feel about the fact that, I mean, first of all, I think that's really neat to be able to bring, I think, another school in and give that support to, first of all, Notre Dame West Haven, obviously. But how do your players feel about it?
They're happy.
Yeah.
Because they know why I had to do it. I have zero juniors right now. So either kids have moved away, they're trying different sports, or they just want to focus on work, which is fine.
So you got a young team.
So I also have seven seniors.
Oh, wow.
So back in 2020, when we lost our season, I saw the look on all those kids' faces, the parents. So my main goal was to make sure these kids had another season.
Mm.
And the only way to do that was obviously co-oping. So I've been on this planning trail for a while, but I really put, you know, the foot to the gas pedal by about 2 years ago.
Wow.
And because of the kids moving, then I had to speed it up a little bit more. And here we are. I mean, it's crazy to think that a year and a half ago, I was like, yeah, this is probably going to have to happen. And then all of a sudden, it's like, here we are, it's happening.
Yeah, it's a really big deal, actually. And I wanted to get your perspective, because first of all, how long have you been coaching this team?
11 years.
Yeah, I think you said that. Sorry. I'm very fascinated by this. And the reason I say that is because in more than a decade, what do you feel it makes the difference? Why do sports make the difference in kids? So you had mentioned before, either kids are just not playing sports as much, or we're just seeing, again, you know, maybe they're going right to a travel team, whatever the case may be, we're seeing the dwindling numbers in a lot of different sports, not just softball. But what do you, in your professional opinion, think sports do for kids?
I think it's everything. I think you learn how to fail. I think you learn how to succeed. When you fail, you learn. I think kids nowadays can't handle that. Or is it on the other side where the parents of some of these kids can't handle it? And then the way they react makes the kids maybe turned off and they don't want to do it anymore. I don't know. But I know whether you're playing sports, you're in drama club, you're on a dance team, chess club, something that has to do with team and camaraderie. I think that's a huge thing socially, emotionally, just being able to have kids support you, having coaches support you. So, I mean, it's just, I think it's everything. I think every kid should at least experience some kind of group or team atmosphere, because the support goes so much further than just the support you get at home or mm-hmm. the support you don't get at home.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find support somewhere. And I think that's a huge thing when it comes to these activities.
And you're in a very unique position, Gary, and we've talked about this before, that you're dealing with teenage girls. And I want to know about that dynamic, you know, how you kind of strike that balance of being obviously their coach, but also, I mean, I know something you're very passionate about is making sure mental health is put forward, your family values are put before the game even. I mean, how do you strike that balance of being competitive, obviously, but also being, I would think, a strong male figure in the lives of teenagers?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they know that there's someone that cares, because not just, you don't just get me, you get my wife and my two daughters, and they're their biggest cheerleaders and biggest fans too. So for me, it's like, if I have to be a father figure to them, I'm in. If I have to be a big brother figure to them, I'm in. Because I want every kid that plays for me to feel the same way I would want my daughters to feel when they're doing their sports or they're doing their dance competitions or stuff like that. So I think just having some kind of male figure in anyone's life is just a huge gain and gain plus. And so I love it. I love being able to get an email from them just to tell me something that's great. But also, I'm okay with getting the emails that are not as positive.
Sure.
You know, like when these seniors have been getting into college, my phone's been blowing up with just emails, just, hey, I got in.
That's pretty cool.
And I love it because I don't care if I'm the first one, but I know for a fact for some of them, I'm probably the first one getting these emails over some of the people in their families, which is great.
Mm.
And it is what it is. You know, like I told you off air, you control what you can control. So if I can control a healthy, safe environment for anyone that plays for me, I'm in.
Yeah. And you're excited for this upcoming season. It's going to look different, hopefully.
It is. We lost some really talented seniors that graduated, really good kids. We still have a lot of good student athletes. But seeing the Notre Dame West Haven girls and the Stratford High girls work out in the weight room, it's been very good.
That's awesome.
There's no egos running around. So it's just a lot of, hey, let's do this together. We're here to help you. You're here to help us type thing. And it's been really fun to watch. And I can't wait to see what happens once we get going on the field.
Yeah. Well, it starts with good leadership and somebody who really cares. And that is you. And so I want to thank you for caring so much, Gary. And also I'm excited to see how the season turns out, and I appreciate you sharing this here on WACC.
No, thank you for having me.
Of course.